In the Mishnah Berachas, Daf Tes, on Beis, the Mishnah talks about Zman Krishma. The Mishnah says, it's Machlokes, but we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that Zman Krishma is from Netzachama until Shomer Shoyis, after the Netz. The first 3 hours of the morning is the Zman of the Mitzvah Krishma Shashachas. It's Yiduas of Vus Machlokes, the Mogen Rome, and the Goyin, premise of it starts from, how do you count the Shomer Shoyis? Does it start from the Alois HaShacha, which is a little bit earlier, is the stop in the net. The stop from Alois HaShacha, that's the Magen Avraham Shita. So the Zman Krishma is a little bit earlier, it ends a little bit earlier. The stop from the net, a little bit later, then the Zman Krishma ends a little bit later. Harry Paskin, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down both days. He brings down the Magen Avraham Shita, what we call today the first Zman Krishma, and he brings down the Goyin Shita, what we call the second Zman Krishma. And Zay the Sant, it looks to me like the Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya. Normally, that seems to be like a tafkid of the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer Mishnah Berurah, is to be machriya in a machlekes. He brings down days to tell us what to do. It's very interesting. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. He just brings down both days. So what's pshat? So I was thinking, it could be pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is that there's really no nafkamina. Because be'emes, chatchila, you're supposed to daven k'vesikin. You're supposed to daven as early as possible. V'chal z'yizim adim l'mitzis. Even if you don't daven v'sikin, you should be davening early, as soon as possible. The Gemara Dash, the Yashkim Avon Boigish, Zizu Magdimon Lomitzis. And Pashtetzich, B'diyevet, let's say somebody missed the first man, of course he should say Krishna by the second man. Why shouldn't he at least try to be Yitzchak according to one day? So maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah feels, there's really no nafkamina, because of course you should make Zman Krishna before the Magen Avraham, you should really be davening the Sikkun, you should really be davening as early as possible. And of course, B'diyevet, it's like the Goyim, so maybe that's why he just doesn't say how he's passing. But I was thinking, the Chayyid is a nafkamina. The Maisa. What would you do if you know? Normally, in Lachari, you should try to say, you can't the mitzvah Krishna with Bechetzel. If you can't, then you just say Krishna without Bechas Krishna. If you can't, because we have an order, if you can't say the hopes of Gizimra and get up to it, you make sure to do the mitzvah right of Krishna. But in Lachari, you want to say Krishna with Bechetzel, with the Bechas Krishna with Zmana. So what do you do, Lamosh, if you daven over here on Shabbos morning, this place matters, we try to make the second Zman with Bechas Krishna. Agav, I personally don't think they make it. I think very often they miss it by 30 seconds, literally, or a minute. Always kedai not to be semich on that. Always say Krishna before you come to shul. But Lamais, if you know you're having a shul that's going to make the second Zman Krishna, so maybe B'davka you should not. If the halacha will be like the second Zman, like the Goyin, then don't say Krishna before. Because if you say Krishna before, you're being Yetzir without the brachas. Wait till you daven and be Yetzir Krishna B'chaisa.
So.
So that's something I did. That's something I did. But I wanted to say, this should be an afkamina. This is what the Mishnah should tell us. What do you do in such a case? If the only minion I have, the only minion I have is going to make Zman Krishna the second Zman, and then I'll say with the brachas, should I be Yisra Krishna without the brachas? Or I don't have to worry about the first Zman. Just wait for the second Zman, do a chachira with the brachas. So what I did was, when Gavin is saying, I happened to make a tonight, one tonight, one time for my whole life. I said that if I ever say Krishna before davening, and then I daven with Berachas Krishna. If I would make Zman Krishna by the second Zman with the Brachas, then I don't want to be Yetzer with my first Krishna. I want to be Yetzer Krishna with Berachas. In case I don't make Zman Krishna with the Brachas, then I want to be Yetzer with my first. You got to be a little careful when you make such a tonight. You don't want to say something in Hashem, you go for life, you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah, but I think this tonight should work. And this din of Slaves Man Krishma is with Gimel Shoyis, the Sant is really Machach Shoyim, what does it mean Gimel Shoyis? The Gois Maimonis on the Rambam, Pergal, and Fuchs Krishma, Ois Tess, he brings down the Sheet of the Reim and the Rebbein Simcha, that Shon Shoyis means the beginning of the third hour. It's really only 2 hours. And then he brings down, but the Rambam Sheet is with Ferish, it's not Slaves Shon Shoyis, the way we pass, and you have a full 3 hours. But so all our luchas, so all our calendars that show Zman Krishma, they're all going with the Rambam Shita. If someone wants to be machmir like the Shita, these other Rishayim, the Reim and the Bein Simcha, he would have to say Krishma an hour earlier than all the luchas. I've never heard of anyone being machmir on that. Nice, it is two Shitas and Rishayim, and the Gois Maimon also brings it down. Make it tonight. Right. Okay. So you always take into chashbon. We're going to speak soon more about the brachas. The Mokka of Zman Krishma, that it's and actually the Mokka that is the mitzvah Krishma every day and every night, is from the pasuk that says, "B'shachlecha b'kamecha." in the Mishnah Vayta, that Yudah Mabez explains a little bit clearer. The Mishnah says, "Shachfu kamecha b'shosh of neyadim sheichvim." The time when people lie down, go to sleep, that's not Krishna Shabbos. That's the mitzvah at night. B'shosh of neyadim oydim, and the time when people get up, that's the zman Krishna Shacharis. Agav, it's in the Ma'aseh Mitzvahs, the Rambam and the Chinuch, and I think most Ma'aseh Mitzvahs, they count this as one mitzvah in the Tayag. And when you want to make a Cheshma of Tayag Mitzvahs, they count Krishma of the day and Krishma at night as all one mitzvah. Ramban is Chaylak. The Ramban says that these are two mitzvahs. He holds Ramban in the back safe of Mitzvahs, the Rambam. He has a Sagas in the Rambam. He writes that you should count these as two, and he has to make a Cheshma to take off one of the other mitzvahs for the Tayag. He says it's two mitzvahs because Zman Shazu is like Zman Shazu. They have different times. It can be it's Kishm Shavas and Shachas, it can be it's Kishm Shachas and Avas. And he says also the Namak Zuzu. Each one is an independent mitzvah. One has nothing to do with the other. That's not maybe it's a little bit nachkimina what kavani you have. If you want to have mitzvah, if you want to be makbid, which you should, like those sheet this, you have in mind, Hashem mitzvahs Kishma Stam on both of them, maybe according to Rambam, because there's not machal them to two mitzvahs. So according to Ramban, you should machavan. Hashem is Krishna Shal Shachris, and at night you should mechav Hashem is Krishna Shal Avos. Most many mitzvahs counted as one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. I don't know. The Samban Tzaga, the Chayyim should be two. Right, it's two is one pasuk. I had an El Kasha in the pasuk. He says, "V'shinatam levenecha v'divatabom b'shiftecha b'veisecha v'nashpecha v'derech b'shachpecha v'kemecha." How come Chazal dashin from just the words of shachpecha v'kemecha for the mitzvah of Krishna? That is the mitzvah of shachpecha in the day, b'kemecha at night. What about the other words? Or b'shiftecha b'veisecha? Maybe this should be a chiyuv. Every time you go home and you sit down, maybe there's a chiyuv to say Krishna. V'nashpecha v'derech. Maybe there's a chiyuv every time you take a walk, you go outside to say also Krishna. If it's all from this pasuk, why are we only dashing from the last two words? B'shachpecha v'kemecha. What about b'shiftecha b'veisecha? V'nashpecha v'derech. No one asked this kasha. I guess not a kasha, really. In the Tag Mitzvahs, are you going back to that? I don't know. I have to see. I think, yes. I think the other two mitzvahs, I'm not sure. This is kasha. Remember, this whole pasuk is talking about Talmud Torah, really. We know that. Talmud Torah is a chib, yam, blayang, b'shachar b'sech, ma'ab chadech, shachpa kamecha. The Chazal also learning out the mitzvah kishma, why don't they take all four words of the pasuk? But as I say, there's only two mitzvahs, one in the day and one at night. The cast of Mishnah take out for Kishma Alchi Gimel. He has the Zay Shana Kasha. Here's the Kasha. How come from the Kishma Shalag, and why is it that B'shachbacha we dash in that it's called Zman Shechiva? As long as a person is lying down, it doesn't mean when a person goes to lie down. It means while he's lying down. And when the halacha b'emes is when there is the Kishma Shavas, the whole day is a whole night. Even according to Chamim, in the first Mishnah in Brachas, they made a tekan of Rabbanan on Gzeir that you should say Krishna before Chatzais. And in Gamliel, according to a lot of, in the Mice of Gamliel, according to a lot of Mepharshim, a lot of Yishenim, it's, he's Chaylak. He's Chaylak on holding the Rabbanan. He holds even with Rabbanan Krishna is the whole night. Mishavur speaks about this in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, in Bi Halacha, different Shatim in Gamliel, but one thing is this. We'll get to that soon. Maybe. Maitzu we paskin, it's just like I'm Gamliel for sure that, and if you hold Evan Gamliel, it's not good. Chayr Evan Gamliel doesn't hold the Din Rabbanan. That's why it seems today people are not makbid on Chatzais for Meiriv, to say Krishna before Chatzais. It's the Taisus view that in someone to be Shainim on Barachas, Prince and Sev, but Rechas Machshanashas. And Sev, Barach to the Halach, we paskin like Evan Gamliel, that you can say Krishna whole night. And even the Chacham hold that way, Midiraisa. So why is it that Midaraisa, B'shachbacha tells you it's the whole night, but B'kumecha does not teach you that Krishna is the whole day? How does that affect the Kesef Mishnah? Just like B'shachbacha does not mean when you go to sleep, it means the whole time you're sleeping. B'shachbacha and the other M'shechim, people sleep a whole night, so the whole night you have a full almost 12 hours, whatever it is, you have 8 hours, whatever, 10, 9 hours, you have a full night to say Krishna. So in the day also, B'kumecha, it should be the whole time people are up. People are up a whole day. They're awake a whole day. So why is my Kishma until Shema Shari? So Shari should be a whole day. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that according to Yeshua, it's Ad Shema Shari, Shekin Dech Molochim Lamay B'Shema Shari. He's dashing B'Kmecha, time when people get up. And we go by the latest people, the latest ones are the kings, the Molochim, they get up at Shema Shari. But why isn't it a whole day? Well, just like what he's asking, just like the question is asking, just like the mitzvah of a shashbacha. Well, the same way you dash in there, dash in this.
Why does it mean when he goes?
Why does it mean when you go? Kumecha
means when you get
the,
why does Kumecha mean when you're off?
To me,
the same thing.
So the case of Mishnah wants to say, Merdeka Chiddush, two of Merdeka Chiddush. He wants to say, B'emes, with the Raisa, Kishmash Shachris is really a whole day. That's the way it is. So the Pasuk says, Shachris is the whole night, but Kumecha means the whole day. This whole day of Shema Shachris is only Darbanan. The whole non Kishma that everyone. The Pachafon is only Midrabanan. Takia, the Rabbanan is very important, but it's only the Chiddush, only the Rabbanan. And the Kesef Mishnah brings two more rice, brings three rice. This is his first raya. And his second raya he wants to bring to this is from the Mishnah in Daf Tesem Aleph. The Mishnah says again, Mamis HaKaren Shema B'Sharachas, the Rishu says, Ashon HaShoyis, Shekein Dech Moloch HaMam B'Shon HaShoyis. Then the Mishnah continues, HaKaren Mekan Ve'Elech. If a person says Krishma after that, he can say Krishna Mirtha, it's called Makar B'Tayah. The Gemara Vaita, if you don't obey, says, Mayim Lo Hifsid. What's the Mishnah mean like Hifsid? The Mishnah says, Shalai Hifsid Brachas. You don't lose out the Brachas. In other words, you can say Birchas Krishna even after the Zman Krishna, which is halacha. The person daven is late. It's really, I believe, four shittas. The Gainim and the Rosh, they hold that you can say Birchas Krishma ad dal chayis, as long as it's still Zman Tefillah. You have one more hour. After Zman Krishma, one more hour shows manias until the end of Zman Tefillah that you could say Birchas Krishma. Other places can hold, you could say until Chatzais. A person daven until Chatzais, you could say Birchas Krishma. Some hold even until Zman Mincha, which is half hour after Chatzais, you could say Birchas Krishma. And then you have the Rambam Sheet. The Rambam Perek Alef Birchas Krishma, and also Gimel, the Rambam Paskins, that you could say Birchas Krishma a whole day. Even a person davens very late, he could say Birchas Krishma a whole day. Sorry? I was just wondering, Psuki Zimra Stam, you could also maybe say a whole day. I'm not sure about that. Psuki, what about Psuki Zimra with Mamish Baruch Shem and Yishtabach? So you could have a regular, according to this Rambam, you could have a regular a whole day. You could say a whole day. You could say Psuki Zimra, you could say, Bechus Krishna, what? Yeah, but can you say Psuki Zimra a whole day? If yes, I'm not sure. But Shmonesri, not. Shmonesri for sure, not. Shmonesri for sure only until Chatzais, and then you, if it was an Ainus or Shay, then you could say Tashlumen, right? But not for the Shema Nesi part. Balkoponim, Fetikas Mishakashta, why is it that you're allowed to say Birchas Krishma when it's not Zman Krishma? If there's Zman Krishma and there's no mitzvah, how could you make a bracha? It's like making a bracha on a lulav esig when it's not Sukkot. It's not the Zman of the mitzvah. How can you make a Birchas Mitzvah? It's not the Zman of the mitzvah. So the Kesef Mishnah was saying, here, for me, you have a right to his Shita. If you say Zman Krishma is really a whole day, you're making a bracha on the Mitzvah of the Raisa. You take a miss the Mitzvah of the Abonon, the Zman of the Abonon, but if the really Zman Krishma is the Raisa, you could say a whole day. So a whole day, from Kamecha, you could say Birchas Krishma. That's the second raya. His third raya he brings is, he asks Akasha, why is it that Yeshua learns that Zman Kima from Malachim? Even Kuntu Vishulam, the Kamecha means Ad Shon Ashoye, Shekin Derech HaMalachim. That's the Derech of Kings to get up. Why are we learning from Malachim? Malachim, in fact, the Kesef Mishnah is Muta to Muta. How many people are kings? One in a million? Today it's even less than that, but even Amal. It's Mamish literally Muta to Muta. It's one in a million. Why are we learning from the kings? The Choyish are learning out from brave people. If you want to dash in Bashar, Shas Kimon, the Choyish go Batsaroy. Okay, but Maisu, we don't get up then. We don't get up like Malachim. We may be right. But again, a lot of things the Gemara says that the Kol Yisrael has been as over in Malachim. I was thinking that, but the Kesef Mishnah says it's only a meet of people that get up that time. It seems the Mishnah is saying, why go bust a meet? So Kesef Mishnah says with his shtickle that if it's not a drasha d'oraisa, you don't need the whole thing to come to the bottom for whatever reason. Chazal said, don't say Krishna so late. Make sure you say by three shares. The whole thing is an asmach d'balma. So that's mechula on Malachim. The Asmachta goes on Malachim. But if you're going to stay right, it's fair. Why are you going by some Miyut of the Miyut of people? That's Malachim. This is the Raya. Because the Mishnah brings three shtakarayas that Zman Krishma is only Darbanan. Of Medusach, this case the Mishnah is a Das Yachid. All the Rishonim, all the Pesachim, all seem to him on the Zman Krishma is the Raisa. I saw the Miches Kayin, he brings down from one Rishon that he found, Evan Yachia, in his Sefer Only Tam, Simin Yigimel, who says like the Ketzer Mishnah also, Zman Krishma, Tilshon Mishra is only the Rabbanon. Other than that, it's the, really you have a whole day. The Ketzer Mishnah is bringing three Shtakarais that Mechari Zman Krishma only the Rabbanon, what's Peshan all the Rishon, and all of us that hold that Zman Krishma is the Raisa. So in this Sefer Miches Kayin happens to be from the earliest Achrayim. He's mentioned by the Magen Avraham. That's how big he was. Even the Magen Avraham brings down the Miches Kayin. The Pri Chodesh quotes some Kaseidim, mamish hundreds of times, literally. It's a Santa Sefer. The Miches Kayin made three Chalakim. His first Sefer is called Movi Hashemesh. It's a whole Sefer on Benish Marshes. On the end of Benish Marshes. The second Chalak is on Hilchas Amir La'akim. And in the end, he has a little bit on Bishol, Malachas Bishol on Shabbos. And his third one is on Hilchos Tarubis in Yerdeya. It's a beautiful, beautiful psalm. They're written Mordek Kleya, Mordek Masuda, even in such an early Akron. And in his Chelak on Benish Moshes, Agavuchi, he goes into this Zman Krishma Shayan. He brings down this Kesef Mishnah that brings the three Rayas, that's Zman Krishma, not the Raisa. And he comes to answer him. He answers all three Rayas. The Sepshad and all the other Rishanim. On the first Kasha, first Raya, the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah is the Kasha, why do we learn out from B'shach B'cha, that's a whole night, and the B'kamecha, we don't learn that, it's the whole day. Just like B'shach B'cha means Kozman people are sheikhiv, sleeping, the B'kamecha Shemin, Kozman people are up, it should be a whole day. Zakta Minchas Kayin, no, there's a chelik. He said, B'shach B'cha taka means Kozman people are sleeping, that's Taish the word, it means lying down, Kozman people are lying down, but B'kamecha does not mean Kozman people are up. The Taish of B'kamecha means the ha-ha-toka min ha-shchiva yeshiva el hamida is to removing yourself from the matzav of lying down to getting up. It means the action of getting up. That's what the Rebbe Kamecha means, when people get up. He said there's two words in Lashon Kodesh. There's the word kima and there's the word amida. And these are two inyanim. Kima is not amida. Kima is the action of getting up. But once you get up, it's called amida. Now already it's called standing. There's a meaning when the Torah said Rebbe Kamecha, the taka means the time when people get up. When they go from the transition from lying down to getting up, that's v'kumecha. And the zman of v'kumecha? There's no word for that. Shchiva means what? He brings rice to it. He brings in Lashon Kodesh. He says in Rus, for example, we find that Boaz told Rus, shichvi yad ha-baika. And that... Right, we're getting, he's going to talk about that. One second, I'll get that. He said, but first he explains, Shichvi Arabaika means that she was talking to Rus, and the Shukta Shemirka, the Pasuk says already, she was Shecheves Magalaisav. She was already lying down, and he told the Shichvi. He's not telling you to do the transition to lying down. He said, Shichvi means to remain lying down. Shichvi means Kozman you remain. He brings another Pasuk in Mishle, at Mosley Otzel Tishkav. How long is the Otzel going to be Sheikhev? Is it going to be Tishkav? And over there, he was already lying down. He's remaining in that matzav lying down. That's shchiva. Shchiva means kozman a person shechiv. That's why v'shach b'cha tells you kozman people lying down. That's the mitzvah kishma. It's a whole night. But v'kumecha tainet mechus kain. It means the maisa of getting up. He said, oh, but he does mention even and when once you're up, it's called amida. He does mention that amida can also refer to the transition of getting up also. He says, the pasuk in Yecheskel, Amoid Araglecha, talking about someone who's sitting or maybe lying down, because Amoid is also in Lashon of Kima. The Mishnah Bracha says, the Gemara Bracha says, Mais, Daf of Zion and Beis, is a famous story, Mais, of Gamaliel and Bishua had a machaikis, and Gamaliel was a Nazi. He told Bishua, Amoid Araglecha v'yidubach. And Amoid meant to get to the standing position. So he says, Amida could be both. Amida could be the remaining standing and also getting up, but Kima is only the action of they say v'talkam, all these things mean get up. You have to do the action of getting up. That's what the word kima means. As a man, it's fanfit the whole kasha. From v'kumecha, we dash, and it means the time people get up. The time people get up is only the first shalom shoy. It's only the first 3 hours. Mashen give a shachma.
What he says is, we dash
the lush of the mission.
Because the mission says,
according to the way
the Tyson says, The next Mishnah.
Right. So there's also emphasis with this, because I'm going to be both. But kuma, the kumecha is only the mice of getting up.
So
he's sleeping or lying down. I think either way, but it means kolzman.
A person sleeping all night. You don't call a person waking all day.
Very good. That's what he's saying. Oh, different word? In the word, not the kumecha. Yeah, touch on the pasuk of the kumecha.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying a little bit. Okay, so that's the teretz of the first big raya of the Kesef Mishnah. On the second raya of the Kesef Mishnah, how do we say Birchas Krishma after Zman Krishma? If it's not Zman Krishma, not the rice, not the rabbanon, how do you say Birchas Krishma after Shana Shayis, which is all of his chodesh you got to do, the Gemara says you got to do. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the right, must be that there's a key in Mitzvah Daraisa, even if the Zman Krishma Gav. I'm thinking right now, but not if a person was Yetz already, a person said Krishma before, so there is Zichron no Kiyim, he said it already. A person took a little Moshe, a little without a Bracha, and then later he takes a little again, he can't make a Bracha, and later on he did Mitzvah again. I'm not so sure, but I guess the Kesef Mishnah is, right, it was Mashma, it's talking about we didn't say Krishma, okay, but that was his raya. How do you say Krishma how do you say Birchas Krishma if there's no mitzvah? Must be his mitzvah whole day. That's his raya. So the Mechas Kayin once seems to that raya with the Rajba. There's a famous Rajba, Shuvah Rajba, Sun Mem Zayin, who says that Be'emes Birchas Krishma is a bracha b'fnei atzmo. It's not really a Birchas a mitzvah. What do you mean?
All the places that they davened against the Zman Krishma. That's the old man. So they learned Krishma before him.
Right.
And they don't make it tonight.
Right.
So when they're making the brachas, they're making the brachas on the Krishma, that's not mitzvah. You see that Krishma doesn't need the mitzvah.
Okay, that was it's also Kashmir against the Mishnah. But Maisa, how does it work? How do you say, it's also part of the Kasha. So he brings it, the Rashba says this chiddush. Rashba says in the tshuva that Birchas Krishma is really bracha for itself. Chazal masakin it, the chachinat should be a rum Krishma. It should say it with Krishma. The brachas before, the brachas after, it should be Krishma in the middle. But the etzim bracha, and is grad mastam, you are yaitz with that Birchas mitzvah also. Even though we don't say Yashar Kisham says Sivano, Kreis Hashema, but I can think of one other dogma to that is Pasha Zacha. When we do the mitzvah d'oraisa of Pashas Zocher, why don't we make a birchas a mitzvah? Shekisham b'sfanu l'zka amalek. How come we don't make such a bracha in Pashas Zocher? So the Taz says that birchas a Torah is the birchas a Torah, that the person that gets the aliyah, that birchas a Torah is the birchas a mitzvah. And you should have to have in mind, the person who gets the aliyah of Pashas Zocher, Shevin Zin, that he's making not only regular birchas a Torah, he's also making birchas a mitzvah. And people should have in mind to be yitzah with his bracha, birchas a mitzvah on Pashas Zocher also. It's interesting Taz. Mekrei Kodesh speaks about it. Chayav would be the first bracha. So here also, but it's not only Birchas HaMitzvah, it's also bracha for itself. And the Rashi brings a raya from the fact that the nusach of the bracha is not a Shekisham Mitzvah no Kreis Shema. If we just Birchas HaMitzvah, it would be a standard nusach of bracha, a Shekisham Mitzvah no Kreis Shema. Must be no Chazal wanted us to make these brachas. Vavarabu Yetzor, the bracha Yetzor and Vavarabu should be just the. And Krishna Shachas, Krishna Shabbos, these are brachas for themselves also. And he brings another raya, the Rajba, he actually brings the raya from the fact that we daven Mayav early. The Gemara says in brachas daf chavav, Rav Tzolni Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Rav is Mekabah Shabbos, only daven Mayav early. We all do the Kiyas Takashi then also. How do we say Birchas Krishma on Krishma when you have Yizichna Yitzim, it's a Krishma, the Gabi gives a clap, make sure you lay over Krishma, and later Bizmani, that time you have to. It's a vice place that Birchas Krishma is now, it's a brachas for themselves, and you'll have to daven Mayav a little bit early. Make those brachas early. I was wondering, it seems, I think, a lot of people are mocked, like we said before, they want to be yates to the mitzvah Krishma with Birchas Krishma. And that's why, like in this place, they will always, every Shabbos, these days, we're davening a bit early, so we should at least make the second Zman Krishma with Birchas. But at night, no one's mocked on it. The Rashi himself says, the Gemara says, Rav Tzolni Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. How come at night by Ma'ariv, no one's makban on that? No one's worried, no one minds making early Shabbos, and no one's worried that you're not going to be yates to Krishna b'chitzah. But in the day, people make a whole big yates out of it. If you make an early Shabbos and you're not makbid to be kind of Mr. Krishna of Bechisel, the Zmana of night, then you should not be makbid in the morning either. Maybe we could start having a little bit later. Yeah, that's a Shnevin. Okay, listen to that. But Akoponim, according to this Rashba, that Bechis Krishna is really not Mamash Bechis Mitzvah, it's a Bracha Bechni Atzma. This answers the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. Very posh. The Kesem Mishnah wants to bring it right from here. How do you say Bechus Krishma late? It's not Zman Krishma. So Kesem Mishnah brought it right. Most of these Zman Krishma is the whole day. Zok the Mishnah's kasha. No, the Rashi's teretz, according to the Rashi, you can find very posh. You don't need Bechus Krishma is not Nabdaka telling in Krishma. In the Kesem of Mishnah, you could say he holds. There's some of Medayik in the Rambam. I have to look into a little bit more. But some of Medayik in the Rambam and Yitzchak in the Rashi. Some of the Rambam holds no. Birchas Krishma is Tolling in Krishma. Maybe that was his kasha. But I have a sugar if I can't that speaks about it in Mechashleima, Tinyonis, and Mitzamach, Eskimel, other places about this Rambam. But the Chayyav Raif Akat, because we mentioned before that this halacha, that you could say Birchas Krishma even if there's Man Krishma, is Machoikas. The Rosh holds that you could say Birchus Krishma until the end of Zman Tefillah, the Dalet Shoyis. And the Rambam holds you could say it a whole day. What's the Machoikas? So the Evin Ezel, in Pergam Chos Krishma, Al Chigim, if it's Zalman, wants to be Masbid Machoikas, that the Rosh holds that Birchus Krishma is a din in Tefillah. It's part of Shachris. It's maybe there's a halacha of Shemon Esrei and in Shachris, Chazal Mesach and Birchus Krishma. Therefore, Birchus Krishma is only until the end of Zman Tefillah. And the Rambam is chayav. The Rambam holds not a din in tefillah. It's a bracha, stam a bracha. It's as if he compares it to bracha shloish ani goy, the shloish ani isha, which really is not part of shachas either. And theoretically, you could say that for sure a whole day. Those brachas, the same thing. Birchas Krishma, you could say a whole day. What's trying to place in the hold that Birchas Krishma is only until chatzais or until zman mincha? I was thinking maybe they hold that since one of the brachas yetsa are, it has to be the beginning of the R, the beginning of the first half of the day when the sun is coming up. The second half of the day, the sun is already going down, it's not the time to say yetsa are. Maybe that's one of them. But Akoponim, the Rambam holds that Birchas Krishma is really a whole day. Yeah, well, that's the B'di'evit. Yeah, sure, you'll not sit down in B'di'evit. Right. Oh, and they're going with Zevi's Matzina, maybe. Yeah, very good, maybe. But Al Kapanim, the Rambam holds it's a whole day. Nachari he holds Birchas Krishma is Tama Bracha. He holds like the Rashba, it's not telling Krishma. So back to, so we have, we upshlug the Kesem Mishnah's Raya. The Kesem Mishnah's third Raya, that Zman Krishma is really only Darbana and the Midrash, you could say Krishma whole day from the fact that he is the Kasha, if it's the Raisa, why are we running out from Zman of Kimis Malachim, who are muted and muted. Why are we going out from Rebbe Neyadim? If it's just Raisa, you should go out from Rebbe Neyadim. It's after Kesem Mishnah, it's Muzayin, the whole thing is Rabbona, Smachta Balma, and that's Mechua on Zman Kimis Malachim, and that's Smachta. Because if it's the Raisa, it should be going out from all people. So the Menachos Kain wants to answer this. It's a little bit unclear, but the way I understand it, I think it's a nice hey. He wants to answer like this. He wants to say, the emes is, Zman Krishma is not going by Malachim only. It's going by everybody. Going Zman Kim of everybody. It starts with the earliest rises, the Zman Kim of the earliest people, which is from the next, and it's Nimshach for the next 3 hours, which is Zman Kim of Reuben the other. Most people get up the next hour, or the second hour, or the third hour, and it ends with the Zman Kim of Malachim. So it's not Pshat, we're going out from Yudah, we're going out from everybody. We start with Zman Kim from the earliest person, and we go until the latest person. Because we go by everybody. We go from beginning till the end. So we can include everybody. We start, it's not one minute, Zman Krishma. Zman Krishma is a b'meshach a few hours. It starts with the earliest person and it goes till the end. He was telling just the end. That was Kesem Mishnah's kasha.
No.
Oh, because the whole thing is the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan? Asmachua.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Doesn't the Mishnah say
that the reason that you have to wait earlier, Midrabanan, is because of
Smith's rule
too?
Well, then you should have a valid choice.
But he said what he said. That's what he said. And I asked him, if that's what he said, why did he
do this? I don't know, I have to see it myself again. But basically, let's go through the Mechus Kain again. Mechus Kain says that Zman Krishma is based on everybody, and it starts with the earliest person to the latest person.
So Machlokes Mishnah is basically the Yigol Vasu Goyim, and the other more everybody. I don't know all the Yigol Vasu Goyim, so that's why I have to tell you. Since most people are by name, so it's over.
I don't think great people are till Nate. I mean the everyone, the whole time, but between Nets and Zman Malachim, you have right. Well,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's not Hanukkah's reason, but it's not Rabbi and the Yodim get up that daven by Nate. Rabbi and the Yodim probably daven an hour after, 2 hours after. Maybe. But what?
Maybe the way you're saying, now Machlokes is better. Just try the Yehovah's everybody, and the more Yehovah's everybody. What's the stretch of when people get up? It's not commuted. That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying Pshat and Kama. I'm just saying the Mechus Kain is saying Pshat and Rabbi Shua, that we pass on. That we go bust everybody. And he's venturing the Mechus Kain, the Kesmishus Kasha, that we go bust everybody. And then, I think, you can hear it as a cash on the Mechus Kain. What about there are people in Chor that get up even earlier? Some people do get up even earlier, and some people get up later. So, the Mechus Kain himself is the kasha. His question is, I don't. A lot of people that get up Shachas the Kerv LaKoyim Shengen Umer Shacha. At least in this, there were many people. He says that get up an hour before Alois Shacha. He says not many. He says Yesh Ksasni Yodim Shkomung Umlachdom and Lasik Betoyung Aspalos. They get up for work. They get to learn. They get to daven. So when they go bust to everybody. But if you're going with everybody till the end, the last person that gets up the melach, you should go by the first person.
Oh, while that person's getting up, you have 99% of people are still b'shachta, right?
Well, by the end of the 3 hours, melachim is also 99% of people that are up already.
So how? I'm not saying
it's much either,
though.
I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Why not?
Well, let's say his theory. Let me tell you. I hear what you're saying. It's theory. I hear. But let me tell you Mechus Kain. Let's say Mechus Kain's theory. Some of you like it. Mechus Kain brings down the theory. He says there's another Shulchan Rashba in Chedushim. This one's in the Chedushim Rashba in Brachos Aftes and Veis. The Rashba is a different kasha. He says if we go bus the Derech Malachim in the Kima, then why don't we go bus Malachim for Shechiva also? Zman Krishma Shalaila at night is when people go to sleep and it goes the whole night until Alois. Why is it ended at Alois? It should, Zman Krishma of night should go all the way until Zman Kimas Malachim, because there's some people still sleeping. If you're going to go bus to everybody, so go bus for Zman Shriva also. You should stretch out Zman Shriva all the way till 3 hours after Nath, because you still have the Malachim sleeping. Zakhtar Rajbi, Teretz is Muzayin, that the Kavanah of the Torah, even though it doesn't say before Shema Lying, but the Kavanah of the Torah is there's two mitzvahs of Krishna. One is in the day, one is in the yom, and one is in the lying, and one is at night. So we also tell it in Zman Shchiva and in Zman Kima, but it's also a din in yom v'layla. It's the main of the Rashi, but the Krishna Shalayin is a din in layla. Once it becomes day already, that Krishna Shalayin for sure is over. You can't say it's nimshach, even though you still have Shchiva, you still have Zman Shchiva till then, but it's not lying anymore. So for sure ends by then. Is a male that the Mechus Kain, the same thing for his kasha. His kasha was, let's start Zman Kima an hour before Lois. A lot of people are getting up then also. The Teretz is, no, that's the Zman Krishma of the Yom has to be in the Yom. That's for sure still nighttime. That's right. Even though we say Krishma a little bit before Nates for Vasikin to be able to have Zman Shmanesi with Nates, but that's already called the beginning of Yom, right? It's after Lois, it's a little bit before Nates. But to go an hour before, that is already you can't do. So that's Mechus Kain starts to that kasha. Why don't we go by Kima, people that get up an hour earlier? I was thinking, what in a different kasha, the Mishnah says the Derech Melachim are the last ones to get up. Well, Chayim, Lamais is not true. We know there are a lot of people that sleep past Zman Krishma. Zman Krishma, according to the first month of this week, is 8:36. There are people that sleep later. The fact is. So I think the Mechsid doesn't talk this out, but there's a little chinuch that he mentions before. The chinuch writes a sprach. This is Lashon. The chinuch says, Shosh bnei Adam kame mashmalu adim l'shoy she'ein echa bnei Adam shubari sheyakum mitasi b'sefer yomei ating lemsa. Chinuch says there's no healthy person that gets out of bed at the end of the day or even the middle of the day. Any healthy person gets up in the morning, adam bari. So as a man, I think that's what the Mechaskai means, that we go bust the healthy people. They say there are chaylim that sleep more, that are in bed more chaylim. I was thinking, it's not only chaylim, there are other people that are healthy, also sleep late. But that's the chaylim, you can say, that's atzlus, that's the pasuk in Mishlei, ad mosai atzl tishka, how long is the lazy person to stay in bed? There are, in fact, there are atzlum, there are lazy people that stay in bed. But okay, maybe not. But our opponent, we say the Torah is not kaveya basa people, not basa mishigayim, not basa atzelim, and not basa chaylim either. The Torah is going by standard b'riim. By standard b'riim, the latest bari who is normal to the malazach to get up is the melech. Yeah. Okay. Ga'aga, I was thinking, it's true, Kasha, when does the Melech, the king that gets up, the end of Shana Shoyes? I was thinking, it's true, Kasha, when does the Melech say Krishma? If the Melechim get up at the end of 3 hours, that's the end of Zman Krishma, so when does he say Krishma? He got up, it's already
the end. Oh, the
well, actually, the Mishnah Zosh is in the Melech, not the Melechim. B'shosh Melechim, I'm doing that. Is that the Mishnah? There's the Mishnah. So when does he say Krishma? So the Teretz is, I think it means derech malachim is lokum, in that even the melech gets up, doesn't really get up at the end of 3 hours. He gets up enough time to prepare himself for davening, and to daven, v'gantz p'suki zimmer, via melech taf davening, and also say krishma, and all that is done by zman krishma. So it doesn't mean the melech gets up then, the melech gets up enough time, so we see from even malachim get up pretty early. Like this week, malachim will be getting up at least 7:30 or even earlier. Right. The same kasha you could ask if the Zman Kima is from the net. But I'll compound them, we'll feed this Rashi, but the Mechaskana is framed for this kasha of this Raya of the Kasmishka. So Mishka's third Shaka Raya was, if Zman Kishma is the Raya, so why are we going bust of the Muta of Malachim? Yeah, it must be so in the bonus machin bama. If it's with this whole rash, with so mahal, mechskein is the kasha. No, really, it's my kasha is the right. So, you're not going bust the mute, you're going bust everybody. You're going bust from the early stars to the last rises. And in Aisvav, the mechskein has a whole different mahal to answer this kasha. Then in Perik Yid Aleph, the Mishnah, not going to go through all of them, but the mechskein, we don't have time, mechskein brings, I believe, 6 rises that my kishma is the right. Not like the Gesa Mishnah. The first right is the Mishnah says that Kari Mekam Ve'elach. The person says Krishma. If it's my Krishma, he didn't lose out, and it's called the Makar B'Tayra. The Gemara explains Lohifsa means he didn't lose out Bechus Krishma, like we said. Bechus Krishma, because they'll say, and it's called the Makar B'Tayra. Of effect of Mechaskayin, why did it say called the Makar B'Tayra? It should say he's doing Krishma the Raisa. And if anything, the Mishnah should say he's in Mekam Ve'elach, he's chayiv to say Krishma, because at least be Yotza the Raisa. At least it says, why does it say it's called the Makar B'Tayra? Chayr is mashma. No, if it's my Krishma, it's nothing. That's my Krishma is the Raisa, not like the Kesa Mishnah. I don't know, but it's getting a bit late. I just want to finish this. So I was just thinking, maybe it's Pshat Kesa Mishnah. What's Pshat Kesa Mishnah? How's he doing this Mishnah? Called the Makar B'Tayra. If it's my Krishma, it's all day. So it could be the Kesa Mishnah holds is a famous Chiddush from Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachos. It says that according to the Chachamim, when they made a Gedda, a Takana, that you have to say Zman Krishma until Chatzos at night, so after being Yoyin, in case a person would say Krishma after Chatzos at night, he's not even Yoyin to their Isa. Because once Chazal make up the Takana of the Bonan, you're not even Yoyin to their Isa. They were Oyka the whole Kima Mr. their Isa. There's a similar Chiddush from Taisus and Sukkah, the Abdallah, Taisus says that Chazal said, Midar Bonan, person is sitting in Sukkah, but Shukhana is out of the Sukkah, the Shukhana's out, it's possible. Because we're afraid he's going to lean over and eat over the table, and he'll be eating Reish Harubei out of the sukkah. Zachtaisis, if a person has his table outside the sukkah, even if he ends up sitting in the sukkah, and he's careful, he doesn't go out, he's not Yetzer Deraisa, also not. Because if you're the Rabbanon, you're not even Yetzer Deraisa. As a male, it could be, this is Pshat the Kesa Mishnah. Kesa Mishnah had said that your Zman Kishma Deraisa is a whole day, but he's maskim that Chazal made the corner for Shana Shoyis. And once you're over the Shana Shoyis, maybe the Kesa Mishnah holds, you're not even used to the Raisa. And this will be a big chiddush on the scene of the Ketzer Mishnah. We thought we had a Ketzer Mishnah that holds as man Krishma Yom Ma'aseh, but you can stay a whole day to be Yitzhak, right? It's not true. Even the Ketzer Mishnah will be moided that in practical application you will not be Yitzhak. These are the two places. I think there's more examples that you're either the Rabbani or not Yitzhak the Reis. The only problem is then I don't think the Ketzer Mishnah holds the way, because also the second Raya won't make sense. Because the second Raya was, how do we say Birchus Krishma? You have to Zman Krishma. Is a, so Zakta Muzain that the Yates to the Raisa. But according to this, not Yates to the Raisa either. Uh-huh. Okay, so he has a bunch of other Raisas. Another Raisa, just very quickly, there's the Sefta that says, Kshem Shenosna Torah Kfar Nakhiyishma, Kach Nosna Chom Zvanga Tfiga. It's a Sefta in the beginning of the second period of Barachos. Just like the Torah gave a Kfar for Krishma, Chazal made his man Tfila. How do you read this Brisa according to the Ketzer Mishnah? It's Muchach that is Man Krishna the Raisa. There's no other way to read the Brisa. Okay, so he brings other Raisas. Let's see, four other Raisas. We don't really have time for it. Well, Maitha Allah, the Mishnah Brewer, passed in some minutes.
You also hold this month by day and by night.
And Tefillah?
Is
once a day. Well, the Ram Sheet is once a day. Once a day. So there is a.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Michal's Kain's Raya. The Maisa Mishnah Brewer writes, Loshna, it's come, it's Kol HaChreinim, the Mitzvah Kishma, the Raisa, Raka Gimash Raisa. The Zman Kishma is the Raisa, it's come, it's Kol HaChreinim, Maisa is not like the Kesav Mishnah, but that's the Mishnah Brewer says. I want to speak also a little bit about Shulchan HaCharab, and some Peites of Beis, but it's not really time. Okay, also have a printed up, if any of the Anglims invited to take copies of a leaket of Mamar Chazal on Yanni Kishma. I guess it's great.